As I went through the North Country, I heard a merry meeting, a pleasant toy and full of joy, two noble men were greeting. And as they walked forth to sport upon a summer's day, they met another noble man with whom they had a fray. His name was Sir John Barleycorn. He dwelt down in a vale, and had a kinsman dwelt with him. They called him Thomas Goodale. The one named Sir Richard Beale was ready at that time, and likewise came a busy peer called Sir William Whitewine. Some of them fought in a blackjack, some of them in a can, but yet the chiefest in a black pot fought like a noble man. Sir Barleycorn fought in a bowl, who won the victory, which made them all to chafe and swear that Barleycorn must die. Some said kill him, some said him drown, some wished to hang him high. For those that followed Barleycorn, they said would beggars die. Then with a plough they ploughed him up, and thus they did devise to bury him within the earth, and swore he should not rise. With arrows strong they came to him, and burst clods on his head. A joyful banquet then was made, when Barleycorn was dead. He rested still upon the earth, till rain from sky did fall. Then he grew up on branches green, which sore amazed them all. Increasing thus till midsummer, he made them all afraid, for he sprung up on high and had a goodly beard. When ripening at St. James's tide, his countenance waxed wan, yet now full grown in part of strength, and thus became a man. Wherefore with hooks and sickles keen unto the field they hied. They cut his legs off by the knees, and limb from limb divide. Then bloodily they cut him down from place where he did stand, and like a thief for treachery they bound him in a band. So then they took him up again, according to his kind, and placed him up in several stacks to wither with the wind. Then with a pitchfork sharp and long, they rent him to the heart, and traitor-like for treason vile, they bound him in a cart, and tending him with weapons strong unto the town they hie, where as they mowed him in a mow, and so they let him lie. They left him groaning by the walls till all his bones was sore, and having took him up again, they cast him on the floor, and hired two with holly clubs to beat at him at once, who thwacked so hard on Barleycorn, the flesh fell from his bones. Then after took him up again, to please some women's mind, yea, dusted, fanned, and sifted him, till he was almost blind. Full fast they knit him in a sack, which grieved him very sore, and soundly steeped him in a fat, for 3 days' space and more, from whence again they took him out and laid him forth to dry, then cast him on the chamber floor and swore that he should die. They rubbed and stirred him up and down, and oft did toil and tear. The malt man likewise vows his death, his body should be sure. They pulled and hauled him up in spite, and threw him on a kill, yea, dried him o'er a fire hot, the more to work their will. Then to the mill they forced him straight, whereas they bruised his bones. The miller swore to murder him betwixt a pair of stones. The last time that they took him up, they served him worse than that, for with hot scalding liquor store they washed him in a fat. But not content with this, God wot, they wrought him so much harm. With cruel threat they promised next to beat him into a barn. And lying in this danger deep, for fear that he should quarrel, they heaved him straight out of the fat and turned into the barrel. They gored and breached it with a tap, so thus his death began, and drew out every drop of blood, while any drop would run. Some brought in jacks upon their backs, some brought in bowls and pail, yea, every man some weapon had, poor Barleycorn to kill. When Sir John Goodale heard of this, he came with mickle might, and took by strength their tongues away, their legs and eke their sight. Sir John at last in this respect so paid them all their hire, that some lay bleeding by the walls, some tumbling in the mire. Some lay groaning by the walls, some fell ith street downright. The wisest of them scarcely knew what he had done or not. All you good wives that brew good ale, God keep you from all teen. But if you put too much water in, the devil put out your eyne.